Welcome to the Third City Podcast. My name is Brandon Rubin, parent, educator, and aspiring everythingologist. Welcome to the show this week. Last week we added a new segment called Word Work, which we're going to continue with this week. I'm going to have the Infinite Elephant is going to take over for Brandon the Blue Smith in giving some history of Third City. Their story last ended with the kids arriving at the house of the anonymous hippopotamus as the sun was going down and the magic goats are removing the sima fruit from the back of the bus, where they're going to be made into sima fruit juice in the lab of the infinite elephant and the anonymous hippopotamus. In the last few weeks, we've added advertisements for various metaphysical and metaphorical concepts of Dr. Free merchandise, and we'll have a new product this week. You can hear the car in the background. That is me taking a walk in my neighborhood, trying to increase my health through moving my body more. As I'm starting to conceptualize the podcast more, I'm starting to think of that as like an onion and or like a set of Russian dolls that are encased inside each other, where I'll be introducing the podcast and there will be layers and layers with the story itself being at the center. That's how I'm envisioning it. And one thing I felt to add this week maybe is some of the meta background on what Third City is and how it was created in my mind. So I'm going to share a story now from that. In 1997, I did a study abroad in Costa Rica. And after my program, I traveled by myself by bus from Costa Rica to Guatemala and back. And that was one of my first experiences by myself, living in Spanish and really traveling through the third world, where I was living on $8 or $10 a day, and that was covering my transportation, food, and hotel. And something that struck me when I was in Nicaragua, in the capital city, was that there had been an earthquake there in 1972, and they still hadn't cleaned it up yet. Now, it could be corruption or just poverty, but that was the third world mentality. It was either corruption, it was poverty, it was both. That struck me very strongly as a real issue, an image of what third world really means. When I came back to Michigan, I was going downtown to Detroit to a concert, and it was struck me that there's places in Detroit, at least at that time, probably still now, that also look like there was an earthquake and it hasn't been cleaned up since 1972. And that's where the idea of Third City came. It was the third world in the first world in the city. That's Third City. Now, after that, a lot of different ideas also came. Third City is like New York's the first city, Chicago was the second city, Detroit's the third city. I always envisioned myself as being part of the rebirth and regrowth of Detroit, which is on some level happening. And then there's other hints to thirds, which you can use your imagination to contemplate. So I think I'm going to say goodbye now. I'll see you on the flip side. Enjoy. Do you ever feel bored? Like you got nothing going on? Like you're super stuck and you're gonna get slowly sucked into smartphone solitude and spirit spies? And it's a slippery slope, so be careful. That's why you need a new product from Dr. Free and Dr. Free merchandise. This is Propaganda Panda. Now, the kids of the School of Wishes do a lot of things, but one thing they do is they work on the banana ship and they fish for various types of fish. One of the things they fish for is the tuna. Now, this upper tuna is created into a tea by the anonymous hippopotamus. It's called the upper tuna tea. Now, the upper tuna tea will help you realize that each moment is a gift, which is a present. And you can recognize with the upper tuna tea that each moment you could be doing something for somebody else. You could be lending a friend a hand, giving someone a smile, making the world a better place. And we have a free coupon code, 100% free coupon. All you got to do is go to www.banalis.com, enter the coupon code UPPER, UPPER, TUNA, TUNA, and TTEA for that 100% free coupon. The trial will last forever, and you can start using it now. This is Propaganda Panda, also known as the Bipolar Bear. Lift off with On Brand, Dr. Free, and Dr. Free merchandise. This is Double Helix Felix the Dog. Happy to be back on the Banalis Podcast for our second segment of Word Work. Now, Word Work, if you weren't here last week, is a new segment, and it's based on the idea that the WE and the Worthwhile Endeavor understand the world was created with what we call the Big Slang Theory, as opposed to what they say is the Big Bang Theory. And we're not getting to the technical and mathematical details of the Big Slang Theory, but for our purposes, we just need to know that words are strong and powerful, and therefore we need to understand them and analyze them properly. Let me start with the intro, and then we'll talk about our word of the day, which is spell, S-P-E-L-L. We don't call this word play, we call this word work, like William Wordsworth. We know that words are worth more than just the different dictionary definitions. Each word is a spell, a magic incantation, and we are the magicians recognizing the relations between their letters and their orders, syllables, abbreviations, upside down, inside out, backwards, forwards, interpretations, like the following. Now, put the word spell into your mind, S-P-E-L-L, and think, what does a spell mean? Well, spell can mean, it's like a verb, it can mean to spell something, to take the components of a word and put them together, like spell stands for spell, S-P-E-L-L. A spell is a separate connotation, which is the spell of a certain magician. Now, why is spell and spell connected? Because a spell means I understand the components of the words. When I put them together properly, I get something new. It's like a new creation. So I take the word spell, when I spell it out, I'm like creating something new, and I take any word, when I can spell it out, I recognize the components that create it, and therefore I can understand the spell differently, and that's the magic and the power of words. So spell me a spell, me a spell, me a spell, me a S-P-E-L-L, me a spell, 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 me a S-P-E-L-L, me a spell. This is the Felix the Dog, signing off for Word Work and the Banalis Podcast. This is the Infinite Elephant. I'm filling in for Brandon the Bluesmith today on the part of the podcast where I'll be discussing what we at the School of Wishes know about Third City, its makeup and history. Previously, Brandon the Bluesmith spoke to you, I believe, about Casket Call, the Grayfield, the Spirit Spies. Today, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the history of Third City and how we got to where we are today based on the information that we have. Now, it happens to be that there's a break off in time. I'm not sure exactly when it happened, but we were missing a lot of information from before this time, and we only have some information after this time. I'll explain now. It happens to be that when Dr. Free and the rest of the WE who started the School of Wishes, the Lioness and their compatriots, realized that they had to leave Third City after the creation of the Spirit Spies, before the building of the Grayfield. The only way they were able to leave was through what we call the Satellite Street Smack. Now you might be thinking, what was the Satellite Street Smack? The Satellite Street Smack was when we decided that the only way for us to escape Third City, for us to shut down Third City completely, and the only way to shut down Third City completely was to bring down all the satellites and communication that would allow them to find and spy on us. So the only way we were able to do that was through the Satellite Street Smack. Now, we're not exactly sure who wrote the code that brought the satellites down. It was a traumatic event in human history, and we don't know so much exactly what happened before that because so much information was lost. However, we do know that Dr. Free and the beginnings of the WE were able to escape Third City. They were able to evade the spirit spies, and they were able to create an underwater school where spirit spies cannot go. And that is as much information as I have access to at this point. So I'm sure in the future I'll be back. Maybe next week Brandon the Bluesmith will be back. But thank you for listening to the history of Third City with myself, the Infinite Elephant, reporting live from the house of the anonymous hippopotamus right outside of Third City. As the sun set into the orange background in the forest behind the house of the anonymous hippopotamus, the magic goats continued to unload the sima fruit and take it down to the basement lab of the anonymous hippopotamus and the infinite elephant, where they helped Dr. Free create his Dr. Free merchandise. The kids all joined the anonymous hippopotamus and the infinite elephant on the porch for some opportunity. And just as they gathered, sitting on old couches and rocking chairs in the giant porch, with the creaky wooden boards beneath their feet, they began to hear a sound coming from the forest. Om, 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 om. Jimmy Beat said, "What's that? Are those insects?" Charlie Rosen responded, "No, it's the chanting chipmunks. The chanting chipmunks." Vanilla Gorilla said, "Yeah, they live in the forest, right around here. You've never met the chanting chipmunks?" "No," said Jimmy Beat. "You can hear they're coming closer. Listen." Om, 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 om. "What is that sound they're making?" said Jimmy Beat. "Why are they coming here?" "Good question," said the anonymous hippopotamus. "I like questions a lot. I could tell that you're thinking. You're like marked determination. Always on a quest with a question. So let me answer you one thing at a time. First, I can tell you that the champion chipmunks used to live in Third City before they got rid of all the trees. There's no more habitat for them there anymore, so they had to leave. They're like an exile. And they know that they can always come here to get some of the pits, which are like nuts for them, from the sima fruit. Because for them to climb all the way up the mountain, it's very difficult. It's not really a habitat for a chipmunk on the top of a mountain. Second thing is that sound they make. Third City, a long time ago, had a different name. It used to be called Ometown, or some people say Motown. So the way that they speak is they say Om, om, om. If you listen carefully, it almost sounds like home. They can't really talk, but they can do their chanting. And it makes them think of home. It makes them think of Om. And it makes them think of Mo. We're not really sure what the Mo means. But we're not really sure what the Om means either. But it sounds like home to us. We think they're calling for home. They know they can't get back there because they can't get back to the gray field. As the anonymous hippopotamus finished talking, lots and lots of chipmunks, tens, thousands, started running and coming out of the forest. They stood in a line. What are they waiting for? They're waiting for the sima fruit, or for the nuts at least, the pits. Vanilla Gorilla ran downstairs. She told the magic goats that the chanting chipmunks were there for their food. They didn't know what to do though, because they hadn't stripped the fruits of their pits yet. What should we do? They're probably hungry. The infinite elephant said, they have a lot of patience. They've been to the School of Wishes. They know Dr. Free. Dr. Free's got patience. So do they. They'll wait till the morning. The infant elephant sat up. She blew her horn, her trunk, and the chipmunks knew what that meant. It meant there wouldn't be any nuts, sima fruit pits, really, until the morning. And the chanting chipmunks knew what that meant. So they all lied down in unison. They said a few ohms and mohs, and as the sun dipped into the sky, the stars started to come out. The chanting chipmunks all went to sleep. Okay, we're on the flip side. Thanks for joining me today. If you're listening now, it should be Thursday, and is the day after Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. So to all my Jewish listeners, I hope you had a cleansing day. A little word work for us. We call it in English the Day of Atonement, which you could read as at-one-ment, because the Jewish people are together, unified with themselves, and with Hashem, with God, and with the Jewish people in the Torah. And you could also, it's Yom Kippurim, Yom, it's the day that's like Purim. Purim, which is a happy celebratory day. And even though on this day of Yom Kippur that we fast and we pray a lot, it's still a happy day because we feel cleansed in our souls. So everyone should have a great week. And you should be blessed to remember that you should be happy, sameach, you should be safe, batuach, and to know that you're special. Miyuchad. Have a great week.